at the end of the piece.
Where did the definition of a Shasta mother didn't come from? Or like, oh, always see the puzzle that is Karen Shabbat.
Because it's not here. That's a different story. Because you can't have a Yukra Zula on something that's not here.
Yes. You can't have Yukra Zula on something that's no longer the object anymore if you had a Shinui. We're not evaluating it as it is now anyways if there was a Shinui.
Well, if it still goes up. Okay.
By tzvik of a mechira, right? If you shech the animal, we're not evaluating it based on the shechted animal. We're evaluating it based on the animal alive. So what does it matter if it's neved?
Okay, I don't know. I hear. Okay, let me just wait till we get some people, more people, anyone else showing up? I don't know. But it's definitely interesting, Amshar Shlomo. Amshar Shlomo is a very fascinating person. People, we don't use that safer enough. It's a, he's a, very interesting, safer. He's very early.
What's Pshat in his Akdama that he's so stark against like all the Rishonim?
Yeah, he's very stark.
Did he really think that does he really like think that Rishonim were all like wrong that they're Chapsak?
I don't know. He felt you have to be reevaluate. I don't know.
But he attacks like almost all the Rishonim.
I know he is very stark against, especially against the Shulchan Aruch, no? Doesn't like the fact.
Well, I thought that was because the people weren't learning Gemara properly anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't like. Okay. He also didn't like the Evan Ezra.
Wasn't the Marsha also against the Shulchan Aruch?
What?
Wasn't the Marsha also very against the Shulchan Aruch?
I don't know. I'm not so familiar. Okay, anyway.
Hey, Rebbe, what did they decide to do about those trashy New Yorkers going down to Miami?
What?
The meeting. Can Rebbe say that Holy Land deciding what to do with all those New Yorkers who are moving down to Miami?
We decided to accept them in our school and make them into B'nai Taira. Anyway, that wasn't the B'nai. Sorry, you're not getting in secret information. Sorry. If you want to find out the secret information, you got to give $1 million. And then we'll let you on the board.
That is the secret information.
Hopefully they gave more than that for the board.
Okay, anyway. All right, and welcome everybody. We just see who's here. Mishamir, Max, Andy Gold, Aaron Hertzberg, Avra Max. Oh, we got the Max families is here going good. Nelson Yeshaya, Yossi Seabrow, Dr. Galanter, and Yax Kavaldik. Okay, welcome everyone. Okay, so we're having a great deal of trouble. I don't know, I'm a little uncomfortable with this sugya, but sometimes, you know, the answer is not to always to give answers. You know, Shiva used to say, knowing what you know and knowing what you don't know, that's having a good grip on the sugya. So I think the good grip on the sugya is just the first, I mean, maybe over Shabbos, we'll try and brainstorm. But the first good grip on the sugya is to get klar the problems on the rush. Now, it was suggested yesterday, rightfully so, that we should keep on reading, but which we have to do. So we have to keep on reading because there's still more problems with more reading in the rush. But let's first, you know, it's an amazing. I'm sure everyone must talk about this rush. Besides, you know, there is rush because it's not even a big rush. It's just a few lines. And they just doesn't jive one with the other. So let's go over again. It's probably around, at the end of the day, it's probably around five different questions. They're all very similar, but they're all a little different. The Rush, first of all, he seems to want to know, how do we get this din? Rav goes ahead and gets his din. So the question is, where did Rav get his din from? So first he says it's basically from the Pasuk, because the group made no history, so there's a drasha. Okay, but then he adds, "V'oi disvara." So the whole thing is funny. Like the Gemara says, it's a, you know, we just get someone else showed up, right? The Gemara says it's a pasuk. It's clear in the Gemara it's a pasuk. So what's he saying? It's a svara. You know, so we weren't so sure about that. We wanted to say a possible shot that what he means is that it's a svara, and therefore if the pasuk is not telling us such an illogical thing. So Mameda, it's logical to learn the pasuk that way, but I'm not sure if that is correct.
Or just a logical restriction on the drasha. The if the drasha is said by Karen to bring Kefil and Arba V'Chamisha along, when there's that svara to distinguish between Kefil and Arba V'Chamisha versus Karen, bring them along with
the the drasha he said is because the kufelo is rick, so it's coming to diyuka.
Pashup shot is
on the kefil dal the hay, according to the first shot. Second shot, so if the second shot is saying the drasha is only on Karen, well, that's very funny. The Gemara asked the kasha my time in the rab. The Gemara says a drasha, and the drasha is only on Karen. The Gemara leaves out the svara. The Karen is relatively pashut. So it would be somewhat funny. The second, in other words, if the simple shot, the second shot, that the drush is only on Karen, and everything else we know misvara, that's very strange. But okay, anyway.
Why can't we? And just to understand, Pashup Shah is the Ba'od is not continuing with that. What he said, Legufe lo itstra. He's saying really Legufe itstra. If it's Legufe. So then why don't we apply it across the board? To which he says, is that since it's as far as...
Okay, but that's very typical, because it comes out that the Gufe, that when the Gemara asked my time in the Karen, where was my giraffe, the Gemara was only like asking on Karen. The Gemara didn't ask on Dal Day. But then there's the rush we see that he holds that Karen is passion. That's his passion. This Gemara that he says on Dal Day is seemingly a very big finish. Okay, he says it's a svara, but it's surely not as pashut as Karen. And even when he says it's a svara, he also says Karen is a svara. So to say that the Gemara was asking my diamond the Rav and only asking on Karen and not relating to the second half, because like the Gemara, that cable dove, hey, it's pashut. He made them iftar. I don't have to tell you that. But my time in the Rav and Karen, it's a little daichik. But okay.
Could it be that just when he's saying it's a svara, is he giving a svara why the chiyuv should be b'shas hamadah b'din, or he's just giving maybe a svara to split those from Karen?
Oh, you're making trouble for me. I mean, you're trying to answer our future question.
Yes.
Yes. You're not trying to answer. So let me look inside. But oh, the svaru, the Karen, the Mechai Shas, the Geneva. Okay, for Arva Chamish, the Mechai Shas, the Mod the Bedim. The Mod the Mitch. I mean, the Chaira, the fact that he made the Mifter makes that you know Mechai of Ad Shas, the Mod the Bedim.
Right, but he's not saying, but he's not committing that that's when we have to, that has to be the value. But he shows it's Mistaber that the Pasuk should do that. It makes sense that we split the things. That's all he's trying to accomplish.
But the Chaira, the Svara, okay, let's move on from the question. Okay. The Svara, he gives the Svara. Now, what is the Svara? The Svara is the Maida Mifter. So, Pashup Shan, the Svara is that since there's a chance that he'll be Potter, so the Chiyav was never Chal yet. Chiyav is. The Torah doesn't put on a chiyuv until we know for sure he's guilty. So by Karen, we know for sure he owes the money as soon as he steals. There's no way he can become pater. So the Malach, whoever is in charge in Shemayim, so to speak, or, you know, the automatic. So there's a chiyuv chau, b'shas geneva, because he's definitely chai, b'shas geneva. By Kefo Arba Chamisha, Lo mechayev ad shas hamadah din. So it doesn't sound like what you're saying. It doesn't say lo mechayev b'shas geneva. It says lo mechayev ad shas hamadah din. The e made them ifter. So there's a svara since he made them ifter.
He's trying to explain the words of Rav. So that's not really.
That hamadah din doesn't have to mean hamadah din.
He's going to clarify that
hamadah din. Okay.
That's the next line. He's going to clarify what does he mean by hamadah din.
Okay, I hear, yes, that's true.
It's Rob's fault, not Rush.
Yes, I hear. But the Svara, I still don't agree, but I hear. Because the Svara of the Emo, the Mifter, is saying that Pashas, the Svara is, that since Emo, the Mifter, so the Chiyuv is not guaranteed. It wasn't guaranteed. So we have to wait till you're not moida to make the chiyuv. That seems to be what it's far as. Okay.
So I had a suggestion yesterday for different shot.
All right, but let me I'm gonna go over the problem. So before we get to the different, so the simple shot, the moida mifter means that since it's hanging, you could get pattered, so we're not gonna chayiv you until we know you weren't moida mifter. When do we know you weren't moida mifter? When that at the time of mamish amoda b'din. Okay. Then it says v'shas amoda b'din the kefo kimash meuso. That's kipshuto. Avol in arve chamisha. Shomer gamisha v'shas ficha mechira. Now we stopped there, which guys were claiming that it's we have no right to stop there because he keeps on explaining and they're right. But let's stop here anyway. So he comes up with a svara that he shaita kamechayim. And he just brings a raya from Karen. He doesn't really, that's right, it's really legitimate to stop there. The svara is over, that he shaita kamechayim. It's just, he brings a raya that svara is true from Karen. So, you know, it's a question what his raya from Karen is. But he's saying as far as he shaita kamechayim. So we add, I think, three problems. I don't even remember anymore. The biggest problem is that if there's really a svara the imoy dem bifter, so I don't care about he shaita kamechayit. So what? But just like by kefel, you're but he shaita kamechayit begneva, but yet because imoy dem bifter, the chiyuv waits, and you don't get the chiyuv till later. So the same thing should be true by tficha mechira. Even though this is by hishayta kamechayit, but since there's a svara imay dem mifter, you can't get the chiyuv right away. Right? In other words, so the svara of imay dem mifter should say you're not chayiv. Just like it does it to Kefel. By Kefel, you have the Svara of the Hishaita Kamechayiv, and yet the Svara of the Moida Mifter tells you that you're Chayiv later. So you see that the Svara of the Moida Mifter is Doiche, you know, tells you that you're Chayiv later, notwithstanding the fact that the shas chayiv come that he shayt to come a chayiv, because you can't be the moida mifter says you can't be mechayiv me. Maybe I'm going to be moida. So if that's the svara, so okay. So you're telling me that's not the svara, but if that's the svara that you can't be mechayiv me because maybe I'll be moida. So then what does it help me that he shayt to come a chayiv? So what? He shayt to mechayiv, but you can't be mechayiv me because the moida mifter. Right, that was our main problem. The converse problem, which is almost the same, it's just the same question taken backwards, that if somehow or another we explain that by Dawud Vehei, we could be Mechayiv you, we are Mechayiv you from Shas Tficha, and we somehow ignore the Svarvi Moida Mifter, let's say there's a raya from Karen, whatever, like he's going to somehow say later. So there's a hechrok that forces us to do this. So doesn't that shlug up the svara of the imay de mifter and prove that the svara of imay de mifter is a wrong svara? And therefore you can't use that svara of imay de mifter by kefel. Right? So it's just the same question in both directions. Once we see this far, you made the mifter by kefel, you should use it by Dawday to say that you're not chayiv till later. And if somehow or another it's not used by Dawday, for whatever reason you're going to explain, you're going to have some raya, so that doesn't that prove that that's obviously not a good svara?
But I do have a pasuk that is telling me that the kefil cannot is not going to be at the same time with the karen. So when I, where should I put it?
But the Rosh said that the reason was because of the svara v'imay the mifter. Don't if the Rosh would have just said it's exeris akasif like he said in his first answer, fine. But the Rosh apparently needed in his second answer. He felt that without the svara v'imay the mifter, we would not say kefil is kishanas hamad the medin. That seems to be implied in his second answer. Okay. He needs that svara. So I'm saying, but excuse me, Rosh. Obviously, that svara the Torah doesn't hold up because the Torah is mechayev da'odei bishas tficha mechira, and the Torah doesn't give a doesn't care about the fact that he made the mifter. Now, let's say you learn that out from Karen. I don't know whatever because what he's going to say later. So it's muchruch. So whatever it's muchruch that the svara he made the mifter is not a good svara. So you had no raya by kefil that you have to say that svara. You made it up, and that's where you got your din from. Your din was based on this svara, but I'm proving to you that svara is wrong. So you can't base a halacha on a svara that's proven wrong. So you know that it's very similar. It's a similar question. I mean, stama, there's one way to answer it, but there'll be ways to answer the first one that wouldn't answer the second. In other words, the first gasha is that there's a svara of imay de mifter. So why, by da'aleh, don't you get pushed till shas hamadu didn't manage? Theoretically, you could answer it by saying that there's some hechroch, there's some indication, because you, like he's going to say later, you can't be worse than Karen. I don't know. Then so that can't be. So, but then the converse question is: so if there's some indication from Karen that can't be. So, which I don't know, but that sounds like what he's going to say in the next line. So then, doesn't that prove to us that imay de mifter is not a good svara? Because if both it to be a good svara, then you would pay mishah samad dividend by da'aveh. Now you have you say you don't. So granted, you have a hechlof, but that hechlof sign you shall learn out from there. At the svara of imay de mifter is a wrong svara.
Just one point I'd like to make that bothered me when I just rereading Rush is that the Rush says that if you're Tavra Vishasya, so if it went down in value, you don't pay the lower value because Ichota, it would Nimsa Chota Nisker. Why in the world does he need that? And saying there's nothing, what should potter you about the fact that you were Tavra Vishasya if you had a Chiev Machmas, the fact that you initially stole it at four, and that's where your Chiev came from?
I did we ask that?
You weren't here, Shamir. That was Monday.
I'm sure that we asked that.
I'm asking that.
I guess Ladaiti, it appears it does appear that there's the fact that there has to be a shuma on that ladder that ladder shvira or the drinking. The fact there has to be a shuma on that is a reason that therefore that shuma would affect your chiyuv.
We didn't go into it, but we thought that the answer is because when you pay for when you break it later, so there's two separate sibas hamechayev, and when you pay for the second sibas hamechayev, in the pshat and the tashlumim is as if you returned it. So since in lomdus it's considered as if you returned it, so it should pater your first chiyuv because I returned it. Once the Torah said that this is considered, in other words, the Torah allows me to say I'm returning your object with the tashlumim for the second chiyuv.
Pashupshan, all the Rishonim in Sanhedrin is that tashlumim is not a kiyum of the hashem.
Okay, but you know, but that's I'm just saying what we want to try wanted to say. You know, maybe it's not like Pashupshan that we thought that he's saying that when you do the guy will come and say, listen, I want to be Yaitzi my second chiyuv, not my first chiyuv. And listen, my second chiyuv. I'm not ready to pay for my first kenev. I'm ready to pay for my second avera. And then when he pays the tashlumim, it's considered as if he returned it. If you say I returned it, once an alumnus says I returned it, then I returned it, then I'm a made up after for my first chiyuv. I don't know. That's what we were thinking. I don't know if it, I know it's not so simple, but I don't know. But I don't know. I'm not. I don't know.
I don't know if it's going to be connected.
The connection, the language also seems a little connected in how the Rush phrases the 2 points. Is that if there's a chiyuv now and that now requires a shuma, then theoretically we don't look back and do a shuma on earlier. We go by the shuma of now.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. But that I don't think that's going to help us because.
That'll help us because then hashtu huda kemachayev there's a shuma on now. We can't avoid that since when you're
but there should be a shuma then because just like by Keifo, we don't go by the shuma now. We say that he made them if then we use the price again, of
that's because simply again putting aside the Pupo Charifta for a moment, simply speaking by Keifo, there is no shuma now because there's no event upon which you're That that question the Pupil of Harifta himself asked. So that's not a fair. That's not fair. Good. So I'm going to be Masbril if you the Pupil of Harifta.
I mean, the Pupil of Harifta doesn't really answer it. It just explains. I mean, that's an answer. I mean, I don't know if you understood that answer.
However you understand that answer, I'll hand it to Pupil of
Harifta. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's what he's answering. I don't think. He just saying that there's a difference, but he can't say that it's not the same. Okay, let me go further. Let me,
I'm sorry. I was out Sunday, Monday, 6, so I'm still trying to catch up here. But how is Emoid the Mifter working differently than a regular Moed the Knas Butter understanding?
It's the same. Emoid the Mifter is predicated on Moed the Knas Butter. But what it does is it says that even with the Rush is using it in our Sugya to say, a new chiddush we never had before, that since he made them ifter, therefore even if you weren't made there, the chiyuv doesn't come until the clock runs out and you lose your chance to be made there. That we never had before. We never saw that anywhere.
That's
the logic. That's why it's a sara. That we know that you could be made them ifter. The pashup shot is the chiyuv comes now. Because you sell now, and there's a chiyuv knas now, except you have a way to pater you, right? That's usually, you know, the typical yeshiva shereit, that there's a chiyuv and a ptur, you know, that there, that's the whole Baba Kama, that you start, there's a chiyuv and there's a ptur. So the pashup shot is that there's a chiyuv come before the rush, when you steal, there's a chalois chiyuv of Karen, Kefel, when you do the Shtovach Lomokar, and the Chalos Chiyuv Da'odei, the Chiyuv comes immediately. If you be Maida, then you get a Ptur, and we take off the Chiyuv from you. But the way he seems to be saying it, the Rush, is since there's a potential of be Maida Mifter, so we don't give you a Chiyuv yet. The Torah waits. The Torah says, I'm not going to give him a Chiyuv. You know, it's extra work. I give him a chiyuv, and then he's gonna take it off. You know, we don't give a chiyuv. That's not the svar. I mean, it's the svar that the chiyuv doesn't. See, calls man that there's a way for the chiyuv to go off. There's no the chiyuv doesn't come yet. It's almost like you didn't finish your crime.
Even after Shasam Adin, can he go to another bezdin and be molded there?
No, once it's on molded then you can't even by molded mifter. You can't be molded anymore.
Once thought it could be molded by going to another bezdin.
Well, I don't know. Don't make me trouble. I don't know. I'm not into the big molded beklad. I don't think that's normally. I don't believe that's true in a normal situation. Maybe if he's in you can go be molded beklad. But one bezdin is mechad you. You walk next door to the other bezdin. You're molded.
I don't remember the details, but there's something about going to another bezdin and being able to mold it there.
Okay, I don't believe that is correct. Maybe if Shad is, you're in a different country and there's no way no one knows about the first Bezdin and the first Bezdin, and you could have denied the first Bezdin and you come in and you're made there, that would be, maybe that could be. So then Enochinami may be here too. But in a normal situation where once the first Bezdin passes and it's known, you can't be made anymore. That would be ridiculous. That would, you know, that make the dinner made the class butter into a ridiculous thing. But it probably means if you're assuming your bikinis is right, you know, which I don't know, but if it's bikinis is right, it means if the person went to Bezin and but now no one knows about it, it's totally forgotten. And then he comes to a second Bezin and he's made on his own that the first Bezin was Machayimi. So maybe that was at the dinner of the big glass. But okay, that's a different gather. I don't know. Anyway, because that's you have to wait till it's forgotten and it's not. So the Maisa again. So our question is, okay, they are right that the carbon and sinol might be getting into this, but the problem is what I was saying in the first day. The carbon and sinol's answer is a difference, but it's not a it doesn't sound like it's a mukhluk svara. So it's hard to know that's a motivation. It's like after the fact, if you to answer a question, how could this be? You know, must be lightning struck. But it doesn't sound like that a chatzchila is something we would say. So at least one of the first question we asked, it doesn't think it would answer. Maybe the second question we would answer. So again, let's just go over the question. The first question we asked was that why does the Pupuda, the Rosh say that Tawidei pei bishas kideva, tzicha v'chira. There's a svar of Imoy de Mifter says, logically, you cannot be Mechayiv me till later. So say, well, this is when you did the Sibas and Mechayiv. So what? But Imo the Mifter is Doicha that. Imo the Mifter says, notwithstanding that the Sibas and Mechayiv is now, I pay later. That's what it does by Kefo. And it's not just from Kefo, it's logical. That's what it says. It says that since there's even by Dao the Hey, it does it. I mean, the Rush used it far of Imay the Mifter. He used it. So Imay the Mifter says that even though you would, without this far of Imay the Mifter, you would want to be Mechayimi from earlier. Right? But since I could be Imay the Mifter, as it sounds like from the Rush, if you didn't have this far of Imay the Mifter, even Dawa the Hey, you would pay from Shas Geneva. Right? That's what it seems from him. So we come along, that's what it seems from the Rush. So we come along and we use the svara of Imay the Mifter to say, no, don't pay from Shas Geneva because you can't pay from Shas Geneva because Imay the Mifter. Well, so then the same logic that says that you can't pay from Shas Geneva because Imay the Mifter, the same logic also tells you you can't pay from Shas Tzvicha Mechira because of Imay the Mifter.
What's the logic behind that? What's the logic behind Imay the Mifter saying you can't pay from Shas Geneva? Why can't the judgment of Shas Geneva?
Since the Chiyav is not known yet, it's not guaranteed that there's going to be a Chiyav because you have a potential way of getting out. So therefore, the Chiyav doesn't come yet. That's what the Svar of Imay the Mifter is. It's not a sort of, I wouldn't have said it on my own because I would have said, we give you a chiyuv and then there's a p'tur. But I can hear where he's coming from. He says, chiyuvim don't chow when there's a potential to get out.
The evaluation can't be until then either?
That because the evaluation is made when there's a chiyuv. And there's no chiyuv, there's no, we don't make
so the basic understanding. The
evaluation at the time of the chiyuv.
So the basic understanding would be the evaluation could be in the beginning and then you get off the hook.
Okay, that could be.
Right, but I'm saying, but the Rosh is saying, but the Rosh is saying that because you can get off the hook, therefore the evaluation doesn't happen until the last moment.
He says you can get off the hook, therefore the Pashav Shah, therefore the Chiyav doesn't come until the last moment. And once the Chiyav doesn't come, then the evaluation is done at the time of the Chiyav. But the problem is, that we don't say that by Dao the Hey, we say it halfway. When it comes to pushing away from Shas Geneva, we say, okay, then let's go for it. This was the problem we had yesterday. I don't want to go over it too much because then guys will get, but now let's read further. Now also the Amshel Shlomo has its problems that the Amshel Shlomo's problem is that the Rosh is being horrendously doichik in the Lashon. So again, it just because first of all, that's not what the word Sha'as Hamadu B'Din means. Okay. How can you say Sha'as Hamadu B'Din means Sha'as Ficha Mechira? That's not what the words mean. It's just not what the words mean. Sha'as Hamadu B'Din means Sha'as Hamadu B'Din. And he's saying you pay Sha'as Ficha Mechira. It's against the words of the Gemara. And second of all, the Gemara uses the same words by Kevo and Dao the Hay. It says, Kevo, Dao the Hay, Kesha's Hamadu B'Din. So how can the words Sha'as Hamadu B'Din have a different meaning when it's used for two cases, it's the same word. So what that means is, why is this connection to the other questions? Is because the only way you can answer the Amshel Shlomo's Kasha, that it's horrendously doichik, is to say that the Rush had a tremendous hechrach. In other words, the Rush obviously did not say this time because he, and I think that's what I think that, yeah, but you have to say, but we started saying this the first day when we learned the Sugya, that the Rush did not say this. Whatever he's saying, he is not saying this because he's smoking a cigar and he's saying, I have a great svara. You know what? Da'awad ve'hei should be shem sha'as ficha mechira because v'hi shayta komachayev. Right? The svara v'hi shayta komachayev is such a fluky, wild svara. Because, so what v'hi shayta komachayev? It's going against the svara of Imoy de Mifter. But besides which, it's also going against Soloshin. So what's probably happening here, and that's the, you know, I'm not sure, you know, I don't know if that's the total salve, but there's there's some underpinning, which is forcing the Rush to have to say what he's saying. And then once you're forced into it, okay, then when you're forced into it, so sometimes you have to say lightning strikes. That's why I said the Puputa Charifta is a very daichik svara. I'm sure the Papuda Charipta would admit it's a very daichik svara, but when you're forced into it, and the Rush had it, was obviously forced into it. He's being forced into saying the chukim. Now the question is, what is the force? The Amshel Shlomo didn't seem to say there's any echro. Seemed to say you can say the pashtus and everything is good. So okay, all right, let's continue. But that's why I'm saying, that's why I think the Amshel Shlomo's question connects to the two questions we had, because the Amshel Shlomo's question that it's so terribly daichik and loshen just seems to indicate that there must be some external hechroch which is forcing the day, which I think is the answer also to our question. I.e. Moedah Mifta says you shouldn't pay the Sha'as Hamadu B'Din. Yeah, but there's a hechroch. Okay. Okay, but I don't know.
Okay. Why can't if based on the Rush's understanding that this is basically the last possible moment, now it's too late for him to be Moida.
That's not true. No one said that. The Rush never said such a thing. Avada Da'od Ve'eh, you can be Moida till Sha'as Hamadu B'Din. Mamish. Rush is not arguing.
Even after he actually sells it?
What?
Even after he sells it?
Yes. Yes, Kailana, I'm pretty sure. Yes, because just like by Kefo, you can do Moida to the class after you stole till Sha'as Hamadu B'Din, till you go to Bezin. So Da'awad Ve'eh, you can be Moida till
you go to Bezin. So he can check the animal, and they go running to Bezin saying, I'm Moida, I stole it, and he'll just pay Karen.
Yes, that's correct. The Yamcha Shomo says that Beferish. Now, you want that way, the Rush disagrees. Okay, but I don't think I would be very surprised. That sounds right. It's not just the Amshel Shlomo says it. It sounds Mistavra. That's the din of Moida Mifter. You tell there's Hamadu B'Din, you can be Moida. Well, that's what any class, you do the crime, but till Bezin Paskin, you can be Moida Mifter. Now you have to know if Acher Kapo, Moida the class, Acher Kapo, Edim, you have to know the Sugya. The path to you doesn't path to you. I don't remember how he passed him, but okay. Anyway, let's continue in the Rush. I want to continue in the Rush. So he shied to come a chai. The im this yagra called him a mother b'dim. Lo Mishayim Ki Hashem. Right? It went up, Kodem Adadim. So I would have said you should pay Ki Hashem because he made the Mifter. So he says, no, you don't. Tafilo Karen. In this Yaakov, the Itram Imeida Mishayim Ki Mekara. Kibin the Hashem Lo Ka'ovid Midi. So here, it sounds very strange. This is probably the big line. He's bringing a raya from Karen. So what's Akasha?
Karen's Cain Shagunov.
Karen, you don't have the svara of Imayda Mifter. Now that's Gupa. You yourself, Mr. Rush, in one line before, said that there's a svara to be mechanic Ben Karen and Kefil Dawa the Hay. That's what he said two lines ago. That Svarahu, that Karen, you go Buster Shaskineva, because you're Nishai Bishaskineva. Kefil Arba Chamisha, you go Buster Amoda Bidin, because he made the Mifter. That was what you said. So you went ahead and explained that there's a logical difference between Karen and Dawaday, and that's what makes a difference. So now you're trying to understand what Kefil, what Dawaday is. So you're gonna bring a ride from Karen? That's absurd. Karen is, of course, Karen is, I mean, Shamir is right. Karen is Shaskineva, because there is no Svarvi Maida Mifter, like you said. There's nothing to talk about. By Karen, it would be there's no svara whatsoever to pay a higher price. Why in the world should you pay a higher price? See, the Maisa, you're paying for the Geneva. Why in the world should you pray for it? Because this Yaakov, you had nothing to do with that. You there's no Siba Samechayev. There's no nothing. The Siba Samechayev is for when you stole. And it's Chow when you stole. That's when the Chiyev was Chow. So of course, he said in the beginning of the piece, in the whole beginning of the piece, the whole beginning of the rush at Karen Kajen Shiganov is a milsa the pshita. You don't even need a pasuk for, right? And it's like he's so seisler himself. The whole beginning of the rush was that Karen Kajen Shiganov is pashut. Because of course, Karen Gain Shaganov, that's when the Sivas of Mikhayev is. There's no basis whatsoever to say differently, right? That was the whole beginning of the rush. He spent 10 lines explaining, what's by the Gufe Lo Istrich? Why is it Gufe Lo Istrich? Because, or it's a Svara, because Karen is the Sivas of Mikhayev is Shaskineva. Why in the world would you pay according to the price of later? I mean, there's no Havamina, that's what he said. It's Milsa, you don't even need a pasuk, it's Pashit. So, but now you have the Svara of Imay the Mifter, and that's why the Rush needs a Raya, because he knows there's a Svara. So you bring a Raya from Karen.
Unless we're repeating the first line of Rush.
What?
What does he mean? Repeating the line of the Rush in the beginning.
If
the Rush in the beginning, if the reason is not because the Sibas of Machai is in the beginning, but rather the Svar is simple is because of Choti Nisker. Really, there's this logic you could say to you should go to
Bachatzah. I didn't agree with you. I think you said this yesterday, and I think Choti Nisker was only brought down when you do a Maisa breaking it later.
But I think the Choti Nisker were going back on both.
I didn't agree with you on that. You have to be a chayte.
Yeah, the chayte, you're continuing your crime.
You broke it. And the whole svara is because since you broke it, you created a new sibas amachayev, and the second sibas amachayev popped as your first sibas amachayev.
And that's one way of understanding it, but maybe another way is that really there's a logic you can hear to be chayiv at the end. Because the object's still ben, so the owner still really, in a sense, owns it. Right? So what do you mean chayiv for is for the end result. So maybe you should be chayiv at the end. the answer to that can't be because the Chotin Nisker.
Look at the word before. And then, Karach Angu Gana, Mills of the Pshitahu, Inu Itram and Meda, Al Korachok Mishale Marva. You're disagreeing with that. He's saying that of course there's no spirit. The shas tria lo me the oven. The afino iter b'pshia. I don't see how I can read it. It said the shas, the pshita, the ino itrim and meida, korkum and shayim arba. That pshita is without the
chayte niske. The reason is because the words of kol shekain is like a little parenthesis, right? We had a problem. What's kol shekain, right? It's kol shekain. How does that fit with chayte niske, right? You know, is it a kol shekain or is it not a kol shekain? And the answer is no, that's a kol shekain in chotin nisker. It's more of a chotin nisker.
Okay. Let me can go for that. I'm not buying it yet. Okay. But let me go for it. Because so we have another problem to add to our problems is that what in the world is this raya from Karen? Dafilo Karen, you know, Dafilo Karen, you know, like Karen, he said in the beginning of the piece, is a svara you pay from Shas Kineva. He said it twice. He said a gupe lo istrik, and then he said svarahu. But, you know, of course, Karen, if this yakra, the itrim and meyla, mishai kimekara. So that's a very good svara. But by Dawa Dehei, you told us before, you yourself, the Rush, said that there's a svara, the Maida Mifter. So how can you bring a raya from Karen?
Rabbi, isn't there a difference between Dawa Dehei and Kefil when it comes to Maida Mifter in the sense that it's with Kefil, the thing could constantly be changing all the way up until the moment of Hamad of Adin. Dal Vehei, once it's been sold or shechted, there's no way that value can change anymore as far as the payout. So therefore, in that sense, it's like Karen,
because it gets frozen at that time. I don't agree with you because you see from the Rush, not like you, because the Rush is discussing, the Rush says, B'shas HaMod V'din of Dal Vehei is Kamo Yishab B'shas Ficha Mechira. The Rush is making this horrendous daifik, which the Yamsha Shomo screams at him. According to you, he should have made this horrendous daichik. He should have said, Shas HaModu Din means the same thing by everything, except that that's Shas HaModu Din by Tficha Mechira, by definition, is the price of Tficha Mechira because you can't, the price doesn't change anymore. Once it's broken, the price doesn't change. He doesn't say that. He obviously is saying that really, theoretically, the price could change.
How?
He says, the Farish and the Rush, that it could. First of all, Mechira, the Mechira, the object is still here.
Okay, Mechira could, but in the case
okay, of Tifa, so that's so, and Tifa also, you find what the equivalency of, or what this animal itself, maybe the meat is still here, and the price of meat flies up, the shortage of meat, I don't know. So now the market value went up.
If you buy tzvichu mechir, if you do kisha samad adin, you would do kisha shas what the animal that the animal alive would have been worth at the shas samad.
Yeah, okay, that's what I would say too. Yes, but you see from the Rush that it's shayach to go shas samad adin by tzvichu mechir because otherwise he wouldn't have to talk. Okay, but let me just continue another line. So let me please go. So we have another problem. I want to figure out. The game in Huzo Azina Buzzer Eden the Tvicha Mechira. What does this line mean? The game in Huzo.
Okay.
What does this line mean? The Kainim who's Oazina Basar, Eden the Tficha Mechira.
Literally what it means, or why is he saying it?
Yeah, literally, what does it mean? Let's start with that.
Okay, that if the price went down between Tficha and Mechira and Amada Bedin, you're still going to pay the higher price. You're not going to pay the lower price.
And what's of the chain?
That is not so pasha. That there would be a svara maybe to say differently.
Yeah, the chain means just like we saw that when the price goes up, we don't pay the higher price. The chain, if the price goes down, we don't pay the lower price. Right? That's the chain. Right?
That halakha doesn't have the support of his previous raya.
Oh, now that's what I wanted to ask you. Does this halakha have the support of Jose? Very good. Thank you, Rabbi Shamir. Does this have the support of his previous raya? So I would have said yes, because by Karen, whether the price goes up or whether the price goes down, you pay Kishas Geneva.
But by Dalat Vehei, we see that that's not true. We see that if it goes down, you will pay the lower price.
Here it's by Talmud Vashas.
If it goes up, you also pay the higher price.
In Dalat Vehei?
If it goes up from the before Shas Ficha Mechira, you pay the higher price, no?
Again, by Talmud Vashas,
So, in other words, the problem, let me just verbalize the problem. The problem it's almost like a Mimonasha problem. Is Huzal learned out from Karen or not? If Huzal is also learned out from Karen, so then it's just written weird. He says, if it goes up, he brings a raya from Karen, and then it doesn't, and likewise, who's out? You know, you're like, why break it up in two steps? Just say it in one step. That you say in one step that if the price goes up or down, it makes no difference. But they're not from Karen, right? As he went, it's just like an extra, it's extra talking that he's talking. If the Maisa, he doesn't have a raya, so how does it follow? If it doesn't have a raya from Karen, so just like maybe there's obviously some difference. So if there's some difference, then what's your b'chein?
And the difference appears to be Imad Mifter.
Both have Imad Mifter, going up or down, both has as far as Imad Mifter. Okay, so I am, let me just summarize. I see my neighbor, he came back. So we got to summarize, right? And so we have four problems, at least four problems. I think I have more than four problems. But the problems are as follows. First of all, why in the world the Rush says a svara? There's a svara. The Rush says it's a svara. Reason why we don't say kefil dal de kishas hamada din is because he made them mifter. So if you're following the svara made them mifter, you should not have to pay till shas hamada b'din mamish. How in the world do we make you pay from shas tzvicha mechira? Either the svara made them mifter. Second of all, if somehow another, let's say you're going to bring a raya that Dawa Dehe you pay from Shas Tficha Mechira, so doesn't that shlug up the Svar of Imayda Mifter? And therefore you can't use it. And yet how did the Rush use it by Kefel? How did the Rush use it by Dawa Dehe to move from Shas Kineva to Shas Tficha Mechira? Is Maida Mifter a Svara, good Svara? Is it not a good Svara? It's not a half a Svara. Sometimes you say it, sometimes you don't. You got to be consistent. Third of all, the Amshe Shleimel's Kasha is that how does the Rush say this horrendous Deichik in the Lashon? Okay, I don't know. I don't know if it's not possible to answer that question, but okay. So I don't know if that's the third of all. And then we want to know how in the world did the Rosh bring a raya from his to din from Karen when he himself said in the whole piece that Karen, there is no svara to bay except for Shaskineva, because Karen, it's a milsa pshita. You don't need a pasik. It's a gubei no istrich. It's a svara. That was his whole thing. And she said it like 25 times. That Karen, of course, is ain't she gone up. Either price goes up. Who cares if the price goes up? You didn't do anything when the price goes up. There's no reason
to be there. He was talking where it went down. Just what? I think over there, I think he was talking where it went down. I'm not coming to say that makes sense, the chiluk, but it happens to be there he was talking where it went down.
Okay, I hear. Is that true? Maybe.
Because he says Rob is where it went. I think he said first says Rob is where it goes down, and then
okay, I hear. Okay, I hear. That might be a good, that might be really right, but okay. But I don't know why that should make for a difference, but okay. But in other words, the question that we have is that how in the world does he bring a raya from Karen? Karen, there's no svarmi by the mifter. The whole issue here is if I die with the A, you have this svarmi by the mifter, which is pushing you to shas amad the bedin. So then you're saying a tremendous chiddush, which we don't understand, that even though you have this svarmi by the mifter, which is pushing you to shas amad the bedin, we somehow or another stop by shas ficha mechira. But Karen, there is nothing pushing you to shas amad b'din. The only thing that was mechayev you was shas kineva. So there's no, the fact that Karen, you pay the price of shas kineva, how in the world can that be a raya to dao the A? It just makes no sense. So his raya makes no sense. And then, all right, then the last is a little fetchy question. What is the chenim huzo? The chenim huzo, it's like, you know, what kind of a chen, what, you know, if he had a raya from Karen, he should have brought his raya from Karen. Well, what do you say is the chen? You know, it's not of a chen. I have the same, I learn out from the raya. I don't need to make a chen. It's like, sounds like he's making it two steps. First, he's learning out Yukra from Karen, and then he's saying the Chayim. You know, from going from the Yukra to the Huzo. Why couldn't he just go straight from Karen? No. Okay. Anyway.
Rabbi, I realize this is going to sound very much like what I was saying before, but it sounds like the Rosh is saying there's a concept of some sort of active finality, meaning Karen. Everything your connection to Karen is when you steal it. That's it. It's over. There's no change. Nothing anymore. In Kefal and Dal of the Hay, it becomes a sliding scale. Even when you steal it, theoretically, all the way until you admit it's over. Except there's a concept that when this act of finality you do of the Tavach HaMachar freezes it, and even though technically it could be, you could be Moida afterwards and remove it, that somehow does a freeze frame, similar to Karen being at the time of the stealing, that we say, therefore, we freeze it there, just like you do at time of stealing, and that becomes the value for Tavach Ma. There's such a structure only, but that seems to be what he's saying.
Okay. But I need, no? I need fine, but I don't understand it. The Maisa, what makes me not so unhappy is that I'm not in such a bad, is that the Yam Shoshoimo, right? I mean, he basically asked most of these questions on the, and the Rush, right? The Amshel Shomo asks that besides that the fact that the Lashon, he says, is horrendous, he says, he asks his question. But Iker Kushoso de la Gara mi Karen, his whole point is it can't be different than Karen. Adarabha Gara. It is different. If the eye depreciates. Because of Gupa, what you yourself said. You know, this what I asked just now. He just asked. The Bishma Karen, Shechiyuvu Miyad, B'Shas Kineva. Karen is from the Shas Kineva. And can go by the other meeting, and Chiyuv, Kamash, and Yisyakir. Avol Da'odei, after you B'Shas Tzvichu Miyad, because of Krikos Chiyuvu, the Amoyed Avim Mifter. And can Chiyuvu Da'odei, Mishal Tzvichu Mechira, Lobo B'Shas Amad Rebezin. right? So he Guba asked this last question that we're asking, not the one about the Kane Jehuzo, but the last Kasha, that he has absolutely no Raya from Karen, the Yamsho Shlomo asked, that you're bringing a Raya from Karen, but you yourself said a minute ago that Karen is totally different. So how can you bring a Raya? It's one thing at the end of the day, you'll say some Svara, face. You know what I'm saying? You know, you'll say, like, but a Raya, you know, a Raya, like, you're, that's what you're basing it on. There's no, by Karen, there's no Svara Imoda Mifter. The whole issue is, how far does the Svara Imoda Mifter work by Dalve? So the Yaman Simon says that there's some kind of Svara that you get locked in. Okay, so I don't know. Let's say we figure out some kind of Svara, but it's a tremendous Chiddush. But you can't bring a Raya from Karen, because by Karen there is no, of course, there's no, you don't need to be locked in by Karen. There's nothing else to be mechayev you, because the only thing to be mechayev you is Shas Kineva. There is no Svara of the Maida Mifter. So that's what the Yamsho Shlomo is asking. His Raya from Karen is ridiculous. And then he asks his other Kasha, which is really question number four, which is the Korban Nisanos question, is Maishnami Kefel. That I see by Kefel that even though the Maisachi have come from Shas Geneva, that Svara Moed and Mifter moves you past Shas Geneva to Shas Amad and Bedin. So Dawid Vehe should be the same as Kefel, right? So that's really like a fourth question. Except, okay, they said that the Carbon Asanas sort of asking it, but you know, there is that you're telling me that we you get locked in by Shas when they come with the Chiyuv, that doesn't happen by Kefo. Okay, so basically the Amcha Shaibo disagrees.
Once again, Kefo in theory was saying also Kefo starts with
the Sibas of Machai the Kefo is a Maisa Geneva. Nonetheless, you pay Shas Hamad of Din Mamish. Why? Because he made them Mifter. So apparently the Svar of the made them Mifter can move you beyond the Sibas of Mechayev.
What happens to the Kefo?
So the same thing should be true by Darul Dei. Granted, the Sibas of Mechayev is Sficha Mechira, but he made them Mifter should move you beyond the Chiyev.
What happens to the Kefo when you do the Sficha Mechira? What happens to that doubling? It just disappears. It gets enveloped. It's part of Dalbe.
I don't know. You learn about Bekama. I don't know. That gets whether the Kefel. I don't know. You're asking a good question, which I do not know the answer, because you want. But this is, you know, you might not like this. If the Kefel goes Baser Shas Amad Devedin, and Dalbe goes Baser Shas Ficha. So what happens if the price goes up between Tficha and the Shas Amad Din? So on the Dao the Hey, you pay from Shas Tficha Mechira, and the Kefo, you pay from Shas Amad Din. So is that true? So it comes out that two...
No, but it could be not. Could be another.
They're saying that that's
doesn't sound
true.
Good.
What? Why doesn't it sound good?
Answer that. How I'm learning the Rush would answer that.
What?
I'm learning the Rush that the Svara he shaita kamachayev will affect Kefo also.
Why the Kefo you weren't chayev? I don't know.
But you are that because there's something at that point in time for which you're nischayev. So since on that there's something at that point. Which
okay, I don't know. I don't know. I would. I'm not so sure. I would be ready to say that maybe einachinami. Your Kefo goes to later, and your doubt your three, extra two or three, but I don't know.
Yeah, but what would be the problem with that? Karen is also going to be a different amount.
Yeah, well, because the question is, do we break up the Dao Day into parts? That's do you know that we say the Kefo of the Dao Day goes to Shah Samad the Bidin, and the extra two or three parts that's added for the Tzvicha Mechira goes by locked into Shah Tzvicha
Mechira. Once you're Mechalik the Karen from the rest, what's the problem to be Mechalik the Kefo from the Dao Day?
Maybe this Kefo Dao Day is become an entity. You can't
right, my point here is if Dao Dehe becomes if Dal Behe becomes an entity and it wipes out the capel,
I don't know.
Then it could be it has a new din. Okay, I'm saying goof at the same time.
It's not going to help us in our crowd. Okay, I have to excuse myself. I'm supposed to give every 2 weeks, I give a kodo sharia. So that's, I'm ready to give up. But I don't want to give up. So on Shabbos, we'll have to try and think on this on Shabbos. But
I heard that the Chalkas Kohen has something on the Rosh. But
Chalkas Kohen means that there's a Shiva?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Okay, I mean, I was probably happy in the share that was, I don't know, it depends on which share it is. You have to see what year is it from. I thought I was in the blotcher for this sugya. I assume we did the Rosh. So, okay. All right, I have to look. For all I know, it's based on, okay. I might have even sent them my notes.
That from 49 years ago, Rebbe?
Yes. Okay, all right, Yishikayach, everyone.
Go ahead, have a good Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.
Thank you, good Shabbos.